Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Gotta turn my mic on. All right, welcome back to The Drive as we are live here.
Important tool for what we do, man.
Hey, man. Hey, shoot, I'm collapsing in the studio too here, I guess. Right too soon.
too soon!
With the Houston Cougars. Welcome in as we are live back here on The Drive and trying to still figure out what in the hell happened last night and how Houston isn't national champions for the first time right now. What a difficult loss. You are heartless if you watch those kids who gave everything for Houston, and you could see the emotion and how much they were just destroyed from last night. That was a tough one to watch, but Clint, there's different parts that you can go to in this game, and you said something that is very, very similar to how I feel, and that is I hated watching that game.
What is that?
And I love basketball. I love college basketball, but watching the game, it was not a good watch. It was not an entertaining watch. Like, it wasn't even, it was, I think, more in the category of a close game than it was a good game. And I think a lot of that had to do with Ron Grover, Doug Sermons, and Terry Oglesby, who decided to invoke themselves into this game in the second half and just take this thing to another level. It was WWE. They were allowing pass interference out there in the block. It was as physical as it could be. I thought it was a tad bit too physical, but I'd rather that than just complete ticky-tack, or at least, Clint, I'd rather know exactly what and how the game's going to be officiated. And then the second half, it seemed like completely different people walked out on the floor, or they just had some serious conversation in their little halftime room about how we're going to change this thing. But the 26 foul calls, the stoppage, there was no rhythm. You could never get going. You could never do any of that. It absolutely hurt the flow of the game, and it didn't make the game enjoyable. Like, do you remember how Florida went ahead? Free throws. Like, there's not even a big shot down the stretch that you're like, oh, there was. Like, Clayton got a couple of and ones. That one kid got that steal, and the luckiest lay in, he lost the ball in the middle of the finger roll and tipped it back into the goal. Like, those plays, those happened early. The officiating was so poor, and they didn't cheat anybody. I think it affected everybody in the game. I don't think anybody got an advantage from it. But it was so poor, it made the game a difficult watch. There was no flow, and it the entertainment factor, and I put a lot of it on the way the officiating went, just was down from what it could have been with these two teams.
Yeah, look, I thought it took away from the entertainment. My entertainment, most importantly, my entertainment value was lessened because of the way in which they were inconsistent. And I can only imagine how difficult it is to play under those circumstances. Again, not just for U of H, but for both teams. I remember watching the game, and I'm thinking, in the first half, I'm thinking, damn, they're letting these guys play, man. This is old school. This is great, man. Like, yeah, and I thought it was advantage Houston, by the way, because I thought they were more equipped for it. I thought that being a up-tempo team that wants to push the tempo in Florida, if the other team can get physical, particularly with Clayton Jr., then I think that was advantage Houston.
So Houston had more important guys that you wouldn't want to get in foul trouble to.
Yeah.
Like if Roberts and Tugler and all them were allowed to play more physical, they could, and then that completely
shifted. I think it was definitely in favor of Houston, I think. And it was a much more enjoyable watch in the first half. It was a tight ball game. It was back and forth. Both teams were being super physical, and I was just like, hell, this is going to be good stuff. They're going to let these boys play tonight, man.
But it felt like that was all right. We understand the rhythm of the game.
But I no doubt about that. But they let it go so much. I did not realize the numbers were four fouls in the first half and 26 in the second half. Yep. I didn't realize it was that different. But it sure felt like it, right? I told myself at halftime, there's no way they're going to let them keep playing. Like, now, again, I didn't know it was going to be that egregious of an adjustment, but I didn't think there was any way that the refs were going to stay out of it as much as they stayed out of it the first half. There was no way. And I'll be damned if they didn't come out there and from jump just get whistle happier than hell. And it just took away from my enjoyment level of it. I wanted to see them two physical teams get after it, and they took a lot of that out of the game.
And it was such, like, it wasn't even a deal, Clint, of, like, hey, we're gonna tighten it up a little bit. Like we're gonna reel it in a little bit. It was, as you said, old school 90s physical to we are not gonna let you touch anybody. Like it was a swing and like was anybody alerted? Like did we not, like we come out from being able to can arm bar you in the
coaches, let me talk to you real quick. We're finna tighten this thing
and
down.
Then it was a swing to you couldn't do anything, and it just ruined the. You looked at it, it was like, I think both teams were in the bonus, like before the under 12 timeout.
Yeah,
and Florida was in the double bonus, and I'm like, oh man! I told Cordy, I said, well, we're gonna be here all day. We're gonna be here all day because everybody is shooting free throws, and Florida's shooting two automatically anytime they get fouled the rest of the way. It just took a lot away from the game. And to me, it sucked because you had such good games on Saturday. There were such entertaining games on Saturday that everybody was into. The Florida-Auburn game was entertaining. Obviously, the Houston-Duke game was entertaining, especially the finish. And then yesterday, those guys just said, nah, man, stop, start. No, that was terrible. And I think you're right. In the first half, that was an advantage for Houston. Then in the second half, Florida's got more bodies of guys that are interchangeable. Mm-hmm. And, like, they're probably, it allowed them to be able to get out and move with more freedom and get out on the break with more freedom. I think it allowed Clayton to get free a little bit, and we see him, you know, get the big three and get the big shot there. So, yeah, that was just be consistent, man. Just be consistent. And they picked the wrong time to just say to hell with that. We ain't gonna be consistent. All right. Coming up a bit, Real or Fake, the segment that's still in the nation.
The game sweeping the nation, baby.
I think I said stealing.
You did.
It's sweeping the nation.
I like that.
No, stealing the nation.
We knew exactly what you meant.
Stealing their hearts.
We knew exactly what you meant.
Stealing the nation's hearts.
No, you didn't. You meant sweeping. You said, we knew exactly what you meant.
Stealing. I like it. Now,
you can explain the hell out of it. But I think
once you get an accent.
It sounded good, stealing. Bro. It's all good.
Yeah, you hear that? Tyler was going with it. Tyler was rolling with it. No, man, Courtney got me so good the other day. She didn't do it on purpose. But I'm in the shower yesterday. And I mean, it's a good warm shower. And it was a little cold.
Bar soap, or you got your wash rag?
Come on. I got my loofah.
Loofah, that's right.
And hopefully you got that, not being a nasty ass.
But I take my shower. I'm good, man. I'm rolling. Hey, it's a little cold. So it was a little cold that day. You know, and I get out. Oh, damn. Where are all these towels going? I guess,
no towels?
Well, I guess Courtney was just like,
today's towel day, huh?
Wash all the towels right now. Wash every one of the towels. There was not one. I couldn't even steal hers. Anyway, all the towels were gone.
There wasn't even one laying in the closet.
And I get out that piece, and I am cold. Just
right.
And I'm like, damn. And I can hear her. She's on a meeting.
Conference call.
And I'm like, damn. Because I would normally be like, Courtney, what happened to the towels? Give me a towel. I'm sitting there. I'm freezing.
Is that my boy Ron?
And I'm like, damn. I go in the closet. I'm like, shoot, I ain't got no robe. I ain't got nothing. And I'm like, I'm looking for jackets or something. I got a closet.
Because got linen, no shorts, like just some.
I got to put a parka. So the linen and the thing is, I got to walk past
her conference
and office. Right, so you know,
she have circled her desk with nothing but some shorts on.
So there's a glimpse of like, what's that better butt-ass naked person that just walked through? I'm sitting there thinking, and the linen closet is on the other side of the house where all the towels are. I'm in here freezing
in a tough spot.
Nipples hard as hell.
Oh, nipples hard. I mean, everything. So I'm shaking. Finally, I could hear that she ended. I'm like, can you give me a towel? And she was like, oh. And she gonna say, oh, I forgot. I meant to put one in there. Do you look at your towel? Like before you get in,
shower? Without thinking about it, just because like I keep my towel, the hook, I keep it on. Like you have to walk directly by to open the shower door. So, like, I see my towel as I'm getting in the shower. Yeah,
a responsible adult gets a towel before they get in the shower.
Do you? It's hung up on the towel rack, right? Like,
I mean, if I'm in a hurry, like, hurry. I've done it before, and I know I've annoyed the hell of my wife. Hey, your towel. But I grab a towel and get it up there every time.
I clearly don't. I didn't think about it till I got out.
I mean, how does a guy save the same towel for 3 weeks, not know where his damn towel's at?
Two or three weeks. Yeah. Well, it's just hanging right there. It's hanging right there. Oh my God. I think I'm gonna need to keep my eyes. Someone just said, won't you just get back in the shower? I mean,
I'd have got back in the shower, turned that thing back on hot, and waited till old Courtney and just got waited off that conference.
How am I gonna know she's gonna get off?
You're asleep in a warm shower,
just screaming. Hey, let me in when you get out. No, I mean, I had in my hand a Nike windbreaker that I was about to try to throw on.
When you heard her, when you heard her hit exit,
it's the shorts that I was about to throw on. But no, I need to invest in a robe. That's what I used to have a flannel robe. It was a flannel one. It was given to me, I think, Teresa gave me.
In the heat, be tough.
Yeah, I think she gave, I don't know where it is, because I was searching my closet for that robe. I need to get my robe game.
What are you going to go with?
I want a nice, solid, all-white one.
Silk?
No, I don't want silk. I want the comfort.
Like a hotel one?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Old terry cloth?
Trying to get me to a hotel and steal one.
Well, or you can order. You probably get you one for about $20 on Amazon.
That's not bad.
I've stolen one.
I mean,
from
Tyler can probably
have. Have you stolen one? You've packed one in?
Mm-hmm.
I've just never really seen them.
I bet Tyler can have you one ordered and probably to your house before you wake up tomorrow.
Maybe before you get home today.
I'd be. No, there's an Amazon right by our house.
There you go. If they've got white robes.
I might have to get me.
Give me your address, bro. I'll make sure it's on your front step when you get home.
See there? That's a good man. Good hearted man right there.
Is why I'm the executive producer of The Drive, baby.
Yeah.
You're damn right.
Can you have it sent here?
Yeah.
Can you have silk? I need Ron and silk.
No, Cheryl. I don't want silk.
I think you should go black silk.
I don't silk.
I think you should go black
that
silk.
That thing would have...
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Been stuck to me. In water. That thing would have been. Somebody said, got no pool towels. No, I got it all. The towels, like the linen closet, is on the other side. Everything to get to towels were on the other towels side of the house to walk past her office.
It don't matter if it's a pool towel, hand towel, bath towel. The problem was Courtney had them in the washer and dryer.
I mean, when you get in those situations, the stupid stuff that was going through my head, I'm looking around. Hell, I guess I'll just dry myself off with some of these shirts I got.
Make it work, baby.
I had a jersey. I was about to dry myself off with a jersey because it was thick.
We've all been there. I've definitely dried myself off with like one of them little hand towels before.
I throw some old sweatshorts on and walk that house dripping ass wet.
Yeah, my tiny little hand towel just soaking it up.
Lowe be mad as hell. Why in the hell is there water all over the living room floor?
Well, why in the hell you wash all the towels?
You left all the damn towels in the laundry room, which is on the other side of the house.
I got out of there to go for the reach.
It's a slipping hazard, guys.
I opened up that shower door to go for the reach. I said, what?
Need to get you one of them caution wet floor signs for your casa.
I said, what in the hell? Where did the towels go? And I'm about to yell her and I hear her talking. I said, shit, that pissed me smooth off. Someone said, be a grown-up and take your towel in the shower with you before you hop in it. Again, I thought the towel was hung up.
You're not wrong.
I just, my wife just said, towel washing day. Bam, gotcha. Gotcha ass. All right, coming up, the Astros, they were in Seattle last night, and they had a tough one as well as they lose late. Even though they had a good performance from their starter, we'll look at them last night, the good, and I know it's early.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.